We're going to be joined by Dr. Corne Becker on America's Radio News. He serves as the chair of the Department of Biblical Studies and Christian Ministry, also a professor of biblical and ecclesial leadership at the faith-based Regent University in Virginia Beach. Dr. Becker, thank you so much for being on the program with us today.
An absolute joy to be together with you. Thank you.
Now, I appreciate your time. The choice of Cardinal Bergoglio from Argentina, interesting choice. First South American Pope. What does this mean for the church?
Oh, this is extraordinary. I have to say to you, even though there was a long-standing tradition that he was a second contender in the previous election, he was not considered to be a forerunner at all. I think it's extraordinary. I think the fact that this comes from the Southern Hemisphere is going to bring renewed life into the church. I think there might even be a brand new focus on certain things that we haven't seen as much before.
What kind of things and what other kind of challenges will Pope Francis face?
Well, I'll speak about challenges in a moment. It's interesting because I am quite familiar with him, and it was interesting that he chose the name Francis. The things that this cardinal has been known for has really been three things. Firstly, personal humility. It's well known that here's a man that chose not to stay in the cardinal palace where he could have stayed. He stayed in a small little apartment, cooking food for himself, not taking a chauffeured car, would drive himself, do all of that. He's known for doctrinal conservatism, and he's known for his love for the poor. So it's by no accident that he's choosing Francis, right? He's choosing this name after Francis of Assisi, who was committed to social justice, committed to doctrinal conservatism, and of course, world-renowned for humility. But it is absolutely extraordinary.
You know, there was a lot of belief that there would be a pope from a country that had not been represented before, especially in Latin America, because the Catholic Church has a very large and faithful population there.
Right. Well, what is interesting is that the Pope did not come from Brazil, where it's the largest Catholic community or country in the world. Mm-hmm. It is quite interesting. I don't think this was on anybody's radar that he indeed would come from Argentina.
It was fifth ballot, I believe. Was this a quick selection?
Oh, it was really quick. I did not expect anything until Saturday. And this is much quicker, of course, than Benedict. And this shows me that there was general agreement going in amongst the cardinals on what this particular pope needed.
Isn't he the first Jesuit pope, and what significance does that have?
Well, the Jesuits are known for several things, but they're known for their absolute discipline, they're known for their work ethic, and they're known for their resolve in order to get things done. And this might be really part of this, that this Pope, of course, coming from the Society of Jesus, might actually step in and bring the kind of resolve and leadership that the Catholic Church so desperately needs to face the challenges that they are experiencing right now.
For stations just joining us, this is Dr. Corne Becker. He's with Regent University. We're talking about Pope Francis, the selection of Jorge Mario Bergoglio from Argentina as Pope today. Now, this was something that was discussed a number of times. I know when Pope Benedict was elected, he talked about the fact about his age and saying this could be a short reign. He joked about that. Age didn't seem to be a factor. The new Pope is 76 years old.
Yes, this was surprising. I was absolutely persuaded that they would choose somebody maybe in their early 60s or mid-60s, because one of the major things, of course, that Benedict XVI said is that he felt because of his old age that he did not have the power or the energy to actually fulfill the job at this time. It might very well be that the cardinals are saying maybe a shorter tenure as a pope might be preferable. I also think a precedent now has been set so that popes that feel that they don't want to lead for a very long time could have the possibility of stepping down. They certainly that precedent now. And that's maybe something new that we're going to see.
What happens now with Pope Francis? We've seen all the pomp and circumstance there at the Vatican. What will be his first steps as Pope, usually that they take?
In a couple of days, they will then have the papal coronation ceremony, and it hankers back to the time period that the Pope was seen as a monarch. So we're going to see a very elaborate ceremony where there will be some kind of installment for him in this new position. But then I want to tell you very quickly, this, of course, is just before Easter. We're midway during Lent. And so you can imagine that as quickly as possible, he's going to have a lot of activities preparing the church for the most important event in the church calendar here.
I'm curious, when conclave begins, do most cardinals go in there thinking in the back of their mind that if I am selected, this is going to be the name I'm going to choose?
I thought exactly the same. But, you know, there's that old saying that if you go into the conclave thinking you're going to be a pope, you come out a priest. You lose absolutely everything. I wonder if it's a thing right maybe at the spur of the moment. And one of the things about the Catholic faith is that everybody kind of have, maybe not a patron saint, but certainly have several folks that they look up to for inspiration throughout their ministry. And this might very well have been. He is known for his absolute compassion to the poor. There's a story that in 2001, he went to an AIDS hospice and kissed the feet of 12 patients. This sounds very much like Francis, and based on everything that I know of him and that I've seen, certainly, is that this is somebody that has been deeply influenced by the life and ministry of Francis of Assisi. Of course, he's the first pope, right? That's been called Francis. He'll be Francis the First.
All right, Dr. Corne Becker with us. I know you have other appointments, and we appreciate your time very much for coming on.
It's a great joy.
All right. Thank you so much.